something for the weekend on the 21st of December. My name is Trina Mara and I have absolutely nothing done for Christmas. Good morning, Damien Farrelly.
Good morning, Trina. Do you know what? Early Monday morning from now, if I was to pick a time between now and Christmas, get up at 6 o'clock if you have to, Monday morning. You're lucky though, you live in Dublin. Nip into the shops early because it's always first up, best dressed. You'll get something in the morning.
I'll get something, will I?
Yeah, because, well, the weekends are just right off. There's 4 weeks.
Well, so I just can't even bear the thoughts of going near a shopping centre today. Yeah. So I think that one's out.
Monday morning, good and early, I'm telling you.
What you have for us today for news from the net?
Don't know, I've been thinking about Christmas tradition. They vary all around the country and little things that maybe you do in your house and I do in mine. Give me an example. What do you do maybe Christmas Eve?
We don't really have any because Anna is so young. She's only going to be 2 this year.
Yeah.
So we haven't really started, but I'd love to start some kind of a family tradition.
Well, do you know what we started? And just like that, ours are on a little bit. We've a 6-year-old, we've a 10, and Hugh is 12, and he's getting bigger. But do you know what we've been doing since they were small? Spreading reindeer food at about 8-9 o'clock Christmas Eve night on the front lawn. That's the thing that they always just want to do, and that's what we
have to
do.
That's lovely. I might do that one, yeah. She'll get that one.
It's good. Another thing they warn us not to do is light the fire. Dad, you can't light the fire in the sitting room Christmas Eve. So a fire in the sitting room Christmas Eve, banned, because we're afraid that Santa'll dirty
his bum. In case it's still hot or dirty. Yeah.
Do you know
okay.
what I mean?
I did hear one that a lot of people do. Christmas jammies. New pyjamas on Christmas Eve.
Yeah. Is there anything like, I'm beginning to sound like me wife, because it's rubbing off on me. Clean sheets, clean jammies, and you're not allowed in until you have a shower.
Because you have to look good in the photographs the next morning.
Yeah, you do. And it's all selfies now. You keep forgetting that. You have to look good at all times. Bedhead, even at Christmas, is banned.
Now, something that might be nice to do, bit of hot chocolate, marshmallows the night before.
I'm beginning to think it's Christmas every week in our house. We kind of do that on a Saturday evening. Where the weather gets bad and it's howling outside, the wind, it's cold, we stick on the fire and we always have a kind of little thing of marshmallows in the press and we root them out, make a hot chocolate and it's lovely. I think a tradition too, Trina, that's in every house, and my mother used to slap our wrists. When you come in from Mass and you'd pull out with a ham.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know the way?
Oh, there's nothing like a ham sandwich the night before.
Well, can I give you a Christmas tradition that we often, my siblings now, we're all grown up now and we meet on Christmas morning, it's still in me mam, even though me mam has gone about 6-7 years now, but we still all go to me mam's house. But we all remember, and as we all crack up laughing, she used to chase some of us around the kitchen table with the giblets of the turkey. Just, you know, we'd be going, will you stop? And you'd be running around the place.
Do you know what is a good idea? And actually, a friend of mine does this. They do a sibling slumber party on Christmas Eve. So if you've got 2 or 3 kids, they all go into the one room, the one bedroom, stay in the one bedroom that night. And then, you know, if one of them hears Rudolph up on the roof, they'll all hear Rudolph because they'll tell each other.
Okay, I like that idea.
So but it's not like one would miss it. Do you know that way? If one was down the end of the hall in a different bedroom, they might not hear Rudolph.
Oh, have you? Yeah, I like that. What about carol singing, Trina?
Can I say?
Yeah.
That drives me mad.
Why?
No.
What if somebody knocks on your door, sings you carols, you don't like that?
Go away.
What's wrong with you?
I'm too busy.
Do you know what is nice though? We did a thing now, the weather postponed it for a night or two. Kells by candlelight. Doesn't that sound just nice?
Oh, it does. What's that now?
Do you know it's just where everybody meets at the top of the town. You know, you have all your coats, your hats, your gloves. And we all got the whole kind of the townspeople come out with a lantern. And we just all walk around the town singing a few tunes.
Oh, that sounds very Charles Dickens-esque.
Doesn't it?
Doesn't it just? You're very posh in Kells.
What's your favourite Christmas song now that I have you?
Oh, Mariah.
Really?
Has to be Mariah.
Are you not a real old-fashioned Christmas one?
I like Do you know what Chris Rea.
Yeah. I'm taking older now. Come on.
Okay. White Christmas. Nothing like it.
Good King Wenceslas first looked out
not that,
on
no.
the
no,
feast
stop,
of
stop.
Stephen.
Enough. Do you know
then
what I
the
tune?
Snow lay round about deep and crisp and even. Do you not like those
How
ones?
How do I turn off this mic?
Brightly shone. Then we have a tradition. Did you ever hear of the Ran, Trina? You city folk will never hear of this, which is the Ran, the king of all birds. In Stephen's days, she was caught in the first. Up at the kettle and down with the pan. Give me a penny to bury the Ran. The Ran was the wren, like the bird.
Are you okay, Damien?
Yeah.
Are you having a moment?
Come here. Come on, everybody listening in Limerick and in Cork and in Galway, all around the country. I'd say the odd dub as well. This was a country thing. My dad used to do it. He was from rural Cavan. And we used to be looking at him going, the what, Dad? But it's a huge thing around the country. There are, if you're in a pub on Stephen's Day, say, sure, there are loads of people dressed up like Halloween or whatever they are. They come in shaking buckets and you have to put money in.
Oh, I never heard of that one before.
And you're drinking loads of beer on Stephen's afternoon. You don't even know what you're putting into the bucket. You put half your life savings into the Ran bucket.
Well, listen, I'll tell you what I'm doing Christmas Eve. A lovely Chinese takeaway and a movie.
Because it's going to be all turkey then the next day and ham and everything else and stuffing.
I'm not in the humour for doing a dinner the night before.
Oh, you're allowed to take one day off.
Damien, have a great Christmas, won't you?
Happy Christmas, Trina.
This is Something for the Weekend on Classic Hits.